The unrest exacerbated, amongst other things, inequality between certain communities, unemployment levels, poverty, hunger and food insecurity. Also of concern to the Commission are reports that as many communities took to the streets to protect their neighbourhoods and businesses, allegations surfaced of the excessive use of force, racial profiling, assaults, arson and killings in some places. It has been suggested that the unrest was orchestrated, that there was a high degree of organization and instigation that led to the unrest, and that the authorities ought to have known and adequately prepared to secure the various towns and cities affected. So the Commission's investigative hearing is focusing in particular on the following broad and overarching issues. One, the causes of the July unrest, with particular focus on Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal provinces. Two, the causes of the alleged racially motivated attacks and killings following the unrest. Three, the causes of the apparent lapses in law enforcement by state security agencies, particularly the SAPS, South African Police Service, and the role of private security companies in the unrest. And four, the social, economic, spatial, and political factors prevalent in the various affected areas and the extent to which these played a role in the unrest. So the Commission has invited members of the different communities affected, members of the public, members of the business fraternity, to make submissions to the Commission. We have also extended invitations to quite a number of state actors, state role players, including various ministers and former ministers in the security cluster.